Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. I'm joined live in studio here with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. I always love that intro.
I love it, too. It makes a cloudy day seem so sunny.
I know. Isn't this such a bummer of a day? It's so dark and gloomy. It's just...
Yeah, it's we have a overcast. I don't know what to say other than the fact that the farmers and anyone who works in agriculture probably loves it with all the rain that we've had recently.
Yeah, it's got to help something, right? It's got to help produce, everything grow and blossom. I mean, it is beautiful. It's kind of beautiful. We have so much blossoming right now, and the trees are in bloom. Grass is green. It's nice. I went running through Delaware Park yesterday, and it was just so beautiful. Like all. How green it was.
Yes.
It's like it's coming together, you know, kind of past that like dreary spring, like nothing's bloomed yet. And now it's past that. And it's nice.
Well, I'll tell you what keeps me motivated is that, you know, this time of the year, there's just so many activities and initiatives happening in and around our city. I mean, last week we had the Buffalo Marathon. Mm-hmm. You know, clearly it was a Memorial Day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
This week we have the, I think it's the Gay Pride Parade.
Pride Parade.
And so, I mean, there's always something happening.
The Greek Festival.
On too. Yes. There was an event on Hurdle Avenue yesterday, supporting small business.
The shop and stroll, I think it was called.
Yes. So
yeah,
there's never a dull moment. We always have something that's happening in and around Western New York. And today, I'm just very excited. We're going to have an amazing topic to our listeners out there. You want to be a part of today's show, and we're going to get right into it. But before we do that, we have to say he's back.
He's back. Welcome back, Derek.
What is going on?
Did you miss us?
Well, of course.
Good.
I mean, I didn't really miss you guys because, like, during the Bills season, I'd be down the hall, so I'd be able to stop over whenever. It's just I haven't been on here.
Yeah, you haven't been on with us in Western New York at Work or producing, so we're glad to have you back, Derek.
It's been a while since I actually had to work this show. I was always able to just appreciate it from afar.
It's like riding a bike, though.
Yeah, pretty much. I haven't screwed anything up yet.
Okay.
Operative word, yet.
Yes.
No, it'll be great. Welcome back, Derek.
Yes.
Self-depreciating humor. That is my game.
Okay. Before we go any further, Derek, why don't you give us our sports update?
All right. Might as well stick to the things that I know best, which is, well, letting you know what's going on here. Skinner Watch. First off, talks between the Buffalo Sabres and Jeff Skinner remaining positive. Multiple sources indicating a deal could be done soon for the free agent-to-be winger, Jeff Skinner. Skinner potentially getting around $8.5 to $9 million per season over 8 years on a potential contract. Basically, all we're waiting for is it to be a done deal, as all sources are indicating things are going in a positive direction after the Sabres had hired their coach, Ralph Kruger. Stanley Cup Final. The first Stanley Cup Final game in St. Louis in 49 years. Well, it didn't really go the way the home crowd would prefer. The Boston Bruins whooping on the St. Louis Blues 7-2 last night in Game 3. Star rookie goaltender Jordan Binnington was pulled for the Blues last night. Torrey Krug had 4 points for Boston, who went a perfect 4-for-4 on the power play as they took the 2-1 series lead. Game 4 set for tomorrow night, an 8 p.m. faceoff. You can hear that over on our sister station at WGR 550. NBA Finals Game 2 between the Toronto Raptors and the Golden State Warriors tonight. Toronto with the 1-0 series lead. Good for them after their Game 1 victory against Golden State. Still no Kevin Durant for the Warriors. The star remains sidelined due to injury. He will not play in Game 2. Tip-off for this game, Raptors-Warriors set for 8 o'clock tonight. You can hear that later right here on ESPN 1520. To baseball, the Bisons in action this afternoon down the highway in Rochester. The Herd, first pitch, set for 105. Pre-game, 12:35 with Pat Malacaro, starting right here on ESPN 1520 at 12:35. This update brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the NBA Finals tonight with a nice slice of Bocce's. Dale, Lauren, I go back to you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, live here again at ESPN 1520 AM. And we want you to be a part of the conversation, so if you have a question or comment, feel free to give us a call at 716-803-1520. Again, 716-803-1520. Now, let's really get right into the breadth of our conversation, our featured guest. Since 1994, a local entrepreneur, her name was Kathy Donahue. Now, her and her steering community of Western New York business owners, they recognized that there was a need for women-owned businesses that were unique. And they believed that these women business owners had the opportunity to help one another, to meet, nurture, and network with one another and help each other's businesses grow and prosper. Well, 20 plus years, I should say, that mission still stands. And today we are fortunate to have Christine Howard, who is the president and CEO of E.B. Howard, as well as Sherry Bar Mack. She is the president and founder of the Mack Bar Group, both members of the National Association of Women Business Owners. Welcome to West New York at Work and today's show.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Great. So, Christine, let's start with you. Now, you've been in the studio with us before, but share with our listeners a little bit about who you are, your business, and then we'll introduce Sherry as well.
Sure. So, I'm Christine E.B. Howard. I own E.B. Howard Consulting, and we're a full-service, non-dilutive development firm, and we do three things for our clients. We help them find funding, apply for funding, and measure the outcomes on funding. And it's specifically focused for innovators and R&D efforts, things like small business innovative research, helping them secure startup funding dollars in the tech field. So that's our focus.
Okay, and Sherry?
Hi, I'm Sherry Bar Mack, and I'm with the Mack Bar Group. We are a public affairs company, but really we're more so education. We're focused on making sure that the community is educated on everything that is available to them to be thriving. We are also focused on our social campaigns, and currently, just to let you know, we are on a financial literacy campaign. We're making sure that the community can thrive and grow and families be able to attain all of their goals.
Okay, great. You know, and I think today's show is really indicative of what Western New York on a business level, a women's business movement is like. Both of you ladies being entrepreneurs in your own rights, individual businesses that are doing something to make a difference within the circles of your constituents. And so what I'd like to do is, Sherry, I would like to come back to you because you were sharing a little bit about your business, and I think that we may have had some technical difficulty. So I want to start that conversation over once again. So, again, your business is in the area of public affairs?
Yes. We are a public affairs firm. We are focused on educating people through wealth and health and connecting them to the organizations that would be able to be of assistance to them to bring themselves up. We rely on three aspects, which is we create, build, and provide. We create public messages of identity for organizations and community groups. We help build strategic planning projects, and we provide leadership and training within organizations and communities.
Well, I'll tell you, that sounds like something that every business would need from here to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really, it's been very rewarding being able to have a pulse on what's going on in the community. We consider ourselves matchmakers. I'm the matchmaker of the community and the corporations. I believe that corporations and organizations within the communities that they reside in, they need to have a great symbiotic relationship. So we foster that relationship so they can build together.
Okay.
And so what I love about both of your businesses is you're helping other businesses in the community be the best they can be. And I think that's great. I think that all goes back to why you're a part of NABO, North American Women Business Association?
The National Association of Women Business Owners. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about NABO and what you guys do there?
So NABO, our local chapter, the Buffalo Niagara chapter, founded in 1994, as mentioned earlier. Our mission is to propel women business owners into spheres of economic and political influence nationwide. And, you know, we're growing. We're a growing chapter. We have dinner meetings between September and June on Wednesday evenings. I think it's like the second Wednesday of every Yeah, second Wednesday of every month. And in between the dinner meetings, we have meetups with our members, you know, just to network and get to know other business owners. We have educational events. We're doing all sorts of activities and events between dinner meetings. And our dinner meetings, I should mention, we have a panel. We always have, I don't want to say always a panel, but it's maybe you want to explain our format.
Okay. I think with our format, what we have done is we've made sure that we're addressing the needs of our membership. This is a time to come together to be able to fellowship with your fellow women business owners, but it's actually a time to also learn and to be able to network. So we've had the fortune of having panels where we can get different perspectives from people. We recently did one on gratitude, how to show gratitude for your employees, how to throw gratitude for your clients, and it turned out to be a really, really interesting workshop.
Yeah, and don't forget, we had that one about his name.
Yes, Michael McCartney of Avalon. He came in and he did cybersecurity, which was amazing because we never realize how unsecure our work can be if we don't take the proper precautions.
And cybersecurity is so huge right now. It's such a hot topic because it's the age we live in. Yes. Everyone's very on technology. Everything revolves around technology. So it's so important that you maintain your own protection against within technology and cybersecurity.
But also your employees as well.
Absolutely.
So not knowing about just some of the potential gaps, you know, as a business owner where your employees may be at risk, not knowing those things. So, you know, our dinner meetings are, you know, we always try to make them educational so that you have some, you know, takeaways and something that you can focus on. You realize that maybe you have some action steps as a business owner to, you know, some things to address. And sometimes you may walk away realizing, oh, I already know this. I'm ahead of the curve. I'm so glad I knew this already. It's reassurance that you're doing it the right way.
Right.
That's helpful to know some things like that.
And I'm sure at the dinner meetings, too, it allows the other women business owners that are there to share some best practices.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe they had a cybersecurity threat and they can share that with one of the other members there and kind of talk through how they got through that issue.
Yeah. There was many personal stories which were shared during the topic, which was amazing for people to be able to speak up because a lot of times you'll go through things, you don't want to tell people that you've went through it. And
it can be like embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Like, oh, shoot, how'd that happen?
And you don't want to let people know that it's happened and you just really are embarrassed. You don't want it to mess with your business, but to hear someone else speak up, it was good. And it brought an expert right to your face who was referred by women that you trust. So then you want to do business with the people who are brought in.
Yes.
And it's helpful to know that, you know, no matter the topic, it's, you know, specifically with the cybersecurity, after hearing those stories, you hear that, oh, I can get past this. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily going to end your business. It's
right.
And it, you know, depending on what's going on, but it's something you realize, oh, I can recover from this. And to hear that other business owners have recovered from it
right.
as well, that's, you know, a reassuring thing to hear.
Now, here's a question. Let's say there's a woman out there, a woman entrepreneur, and she is thinking about starting the business. Do you have to be already established in order to be a part of NABO? How does that work?
So here's the interesting thing about NABO. You don't necessarily have to be a business owner to become a member. There are different membership types, and you don't necessarily have to be a woman. Seriously.
I can join NABO?
And I want you to become a member, please. And we want you to come to dinner meetings. Please, we would love to have you. You can be an advocate and a supporter of women-owned businesses. You can be an early-stage entrepreneur. You can be working for a women-owned business. Consider joining NABO. We would love to have you. You can always join. You can find information on how to join at NABOWNY.org, or NABOWNY.org. There's registration information right on our website, and you can learn how to register.
Okay. And Shira, I believe you were going going to add something to that as
right. well. Right. I also wanted to add that for myself, within my business, I'm a husband and wife team. And my husband is actually pretty involved at NABO. We're sponsors, and we're definitely always very interested in anyone who would like to sponsor. And he gets a chance to get involved and network also with the ladies. So I think this is really awesome.
I think that's so important because we currently live in a society of maybe men not being completely or totally aware of what it's like to work with fellow like-minded visionaries, women visionaries and entrepreneurs. And so whether we're inside the boardroom or out, I think collectively we can do better in our community.
Absolutely.
As well as better in our businesses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, as you mentioned, within the community, one of the things that we're working very hard on is making sure that we get our organization truly representative of all business owners. I know myself as a woman of color in business, I've experienced some challenges and I've experienced some victories, but all things can be broken down, barriers and such, when we all come together collectively. So I'm really reaching out to our business owners of various backgrounds to come and check us out and get involved. You definitely would be welcome.
Okay.
Arms.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think there's so many benefits to NABO, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I know you guys have some great events coming up that we want to tell our listeners all about. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with NABO Western New York. Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Are you an avid reader? Are you a fan of craft beer? Here's your chance to meet local author S.M. Traphagen at 12 Gates Brewery on Saturday, June 28th. Anyone who buys a paperback copy of the new novel, Finding Morgan, between June 1st and June 14th, you can bring the book and your receipt on June 28th to Gates Brewery in Williamsville from 5:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Not only will you get to meet the author, you will get your book signed and get one free craft beer at the bar with your bar receipt. Books can be purchased at Amazon, Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, and Book Baby Store. Don't miss out on this opportunity. For more details, go to www.smtraphagen.com.
Can you remember where you were or who you were with when you had the best workout of your life? Hi, I'm Amy Buemi, and when I think back, I'm always at Catalyst Fitness with a trainer pushing me. I love the feeling of working out with women and men at different fitness levels, motivating me to be the best version of myself. And when someone hits their goal, that's the energy I take to keep Catalyst Fitness growing. The best way to get results is to be in a group setting, walk into any Catalyst location and have a goal in mind or needing some direction. We will have the perfect trainer for you. Catalyst has the best variety of equipment and dynamic training areas to make your results happen. The best certified trainers, team training classes, Les Mills classes, cycling, indoor turf area, weight loss programs, hydro massage recovery, and so much more. $9.99 makes you a member. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. $9.99, all six locations. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. Activate your life.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 150,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages, focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community. Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles specific to Buffalo's lifestyle, embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency. Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free health magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Find them online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Drinks at the bar, $34. A DWI.
Step out of the car, please.
$10,000. Using designated drivers of Buffalo to get you and your car home. Life-saving. No matter where you are, designated drivers of Buffalo will drive you and your car home safely. 713-7703. Save your job. Save your reputation. But most of all, save your life. Designated drivers of Buffalo. We drive you and your car home.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my wonderful co-host Dale Martin. We have our producer Derek back in studio with us this week, and we have live in studio with us this morning Sherry and Christine, each women business owners, and they're representing NABO, Western New York. So we're talking about women business owners within Western New York, and NABO is a great organization that supports them and helps them navigate being a business owner in today's climate. Tell us about, I know you do, we mentioned the dinner meetings that you guys hold, but I know you have some great events coming up. Why don't you tell us about the events that are coming up that people can participate in?
So coming up, June 7th, it's a Friday morning at the Hyatt Place on Main Street in Williamsville. We have something called Mingle with Your Representative. It's Western New York's first morning mingle, and it's a chance to meet with your local elected officials
in
a casual environment, have a little bit of breakfast, and have a conversation with them, and a chance to have a conversation about small business initiatives mm-hmm. and what they're focused on. Sherry, do you want to chime in about this? Who's going to be there?
Sure. So we're very excited about doing this. We wanted to make sure that we could bring our elected officials together with their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of our women business owners, they're very busy. This gives them an opportunity to just shake a hand, not just see a face on television
yeah.
and say, hey, nice to meet you. Ask any questions that they'd like to and network. This has been something that we have talked about for quite some time wanting to do. Last year we had did something very similar to this, but I think it's going to be really good. We're expecting to have quite a few people. I know that we have some of our elected officials that are making room in their schedule to be able to come. But we want to make sure that, you know, people understand that it is an exclusive only invitation event. So what we need you to do is, if you're interested in coming, to go right to our site, which is at nabowny.org. And you can go under events and go ahead and register for that mingle with your representative. Come get a cup of coffee and shake a hand. I think you'll enjoy it.
I think this is still, again, very important because NABO now, as I'm looking through a certain lens, is also an advocacy organization for change. And unless mm-hmm. you can get in front of our local representatives, our state representatives, then your voice is not being heard. And we can't take that change to the level in which it needs to.
Yeah, and it's important to mention now that you said that too. NABO was founded on a public policy issue.
Oh, wow.
How NABO was founded was back, I think it was 1970.
The HR 5050 was signed into law in 1988.
Yes.
And you want to explain HR 50-50?
So what happened?
I love the teamwork among like, you ladies.
We got this great teamwork. Yeah, we finish each other's sentences now and everything, too.
That's awesome.
So with HR 50-50, what happened is we had a woman who wanted to start her business. She went to get a business loan, and she found out that the only way she could get that loan was if she were to have her husband co-sign mm-hmm. or to have a male over the age of 17 co-sign for her to get that loan.
Wow.
She could not get it. So you can keep chiming in too with me.
Okay.
Go ahead, we can talk together.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk together.
All right.
Yeah. So, HR 50-50, one of the things about this piece of legislation, no matter what state you were in, it mm-hmm. nationwide, across the board, it said that if you're a woman and you have good credit, mm-hmm. You would not be required to get a male co-signer on a loan. 1988. So let's mm-hmm. think about what was going on in 1988. What was Ronald Reagan was in office. Mm-hmm. What was it? New Kids on the Block and Tiffany were at the top of the chart.
Yep. Yeah.
And not to date myself. How old
I think you just did.
Yeah. I was in fifth grade and I couldn't at that time, had I known, I mean, in fifth grade, what would I have known?
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. how would you, like, as a business owner, to know that that barrier was in place, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. as a woman, if you wanted to, you know, take out a loan, you couldn't without, and it could be any type of male cosign.
Anyone over 17.
Yeah.
And you think
cousin,
that was
uncle,
only
friend.
31 years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago that
yeah.
that was the case. So the strides that we've made mm-hmm. since then have been huge.
Yeah.
They have. And actually, we have a local celebrity here who was instrumental in getting HR 50-50 passed, which, by the way, we are celebrating the 30th anniversary this year. And that is Congressman John LaFalce.
Oh,
and
great.
Actually,
yeah.
we celebrated him and we honored him for one of our dinner meetings
oh,
in
yeah.
celebration.
In October, yeah.
It was October.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
yes. So.
And we think we might be able to get him to come back for our June 12th event. Maybe.
Yes.
We're working on that.
What is the June 12th event?
Yeah.
So on June 12th, I will be installed as the president for the NABL chapter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
In addition to this being an amazing year for the HR 50-50 celebration, it is an amazing year for the NABL chapter in Buffalo
yep.
because I will be their first woman of color president in their 25-year history.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
awesome.
That's really, it really is.
Very excited. Have a lot of initiatives and things that we're going to be doing. Like I said, we really want to diversify our organization. We really
yeah.
want to be truly representative of all women business owners mm-hmm. in Buffalo. Everyone should be to the table.
And really,
not just women,
absolutely.
All women.
It really expand on that because diversity means different things to different people.
Absolutely.
Right. So when I look across our membership and even when I compare it to women who are in business today, it's no secret, as we have said, it is not as diverse as we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am really looking to see all women of color get involved. I would like to see a nice mix of businesses also
yeah.
get
yeah.
involved.
Diverse in industry.
In mm-hmm. industry, diverse in ethnicity, diverse in race.
Age. We're focused on
yes.
next gen as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's important as well. But more importantly, ethnic and racial diversity.
Right.
We recognize
right.
that we need to focus on.
There's
that.
Something for everyone, whether you're a solopreneur, an established business, or it seems like there's something, there's mentoring opportunities there, especially
absolutely.
If you're new.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of things that we've put in place and that we're doing to make sure that the business owners involved remain engaged. I know Christine has some things that she's been talking about.
Yeah.
With regards to getting some ladies together in small groups and
yeah.
being able to have a safe space.
We're talking about, we've been working on behind the scenes developing a mastermind group for our NABL members. And it'd be for, established business owners within the NABL membership where you have a space to come together and work through some of, your target things that you want to focus on as a business owner, get input and feedback from like a collaborative hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to work through.
It's always good to bounce ideas off of other business owners.
And we also have a learning development training that I'm going to be establishing, which will give our business owners a chance to go on a Zoom conference call, because we got to come into the 21st century.
Yes, we do.
You can't always come right in face-to-face
right.
and be able to listen to a presentation from another member. It's not a sales pitch, but it's a learning and development. Let me tell you about my business.
Mm-hmm.
The more you learn, the more you get the opportunity to be able to endorse or be able to use someone's services.
Fantastic. I think there's so many businesses out there too, and I think what's so nice about NABO and other business organizations that are out there is you really get to put the face with the name, and you get to really know who the person is behind the business to see if that's something, a business or someone that you want to in turn do business with or learn from, grow from.
I'll say my referral Rolodex has increased greatly. I've either done business with NABO members or I have gained business as a result of being a NABO member, either through referrals from fellow NABO members or simply just by having my NABO logo on my website.
That's awesome. That's
well, ladies, we can't thank you enough for being a part of today's show. We're quickly coming to the end of our show. Any parting thoughts? Let's make sure we get that that June 12th information out there before we end today's show.
Yes. Our board installation is going to be June 12th from 5:30 until 8. It is going to be at the 20th Century Club. We are looking forward to everyone coming out and celebrating with us. We are also doing our 30th anniversary celebration for HR 5050. So please go to NABO, NABOWNY.org /events, and it'll take you right to the section to go ahead and be able to register. Register today. Registration is closing very soon.
It is. It is.
And June 7th as well. So this
both
Friday.
Dates, June 7th and June 12th.
Yes.
Learn more at NABOWNY.org.
Yes.
There you go.
Awesome.
NABO.
And come check us out at our dinner meeting.
That's right. Well, Buffalo, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Today, we had two wonderful guests, as you can hear and tell, Christine E.B. Howard with the E.B. Howard Consulting Corporation, as well as Sherry Barr Mack, and she's a public affairs strategist with the Mack Barr Group. Have a beautiful Sunday, a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday with more great conversation.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.